International Bible Studies. Lesson for August 27, 2023. God will be all in all. Key verse: when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 28. Selected Scripture. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 20 through 28. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is underscored in today's lesson. Paul forcefully presents evidence that our Lord was no longer in the tomb, but 3 days after faithfully completing his mission here on earth, he was rewarded by being the firstborn from the dead. Jesus' resurrection, the apostle assures, is a significant part of God's divine plan of salvation for all that are lost in Adam. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? 1 Corinthians 15 verse 12. Paul elaborates further, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Verses 13 through 15. In a systematic manner, the apostle indicates in our lesson that faith in a resurrection is an essential part of Christian doctrine. Furthermore, he emphasizes that our Lord's resurrection is God's guarantee of a future opportunity for life for the entire human race, including those who died in past ages. He says, "Since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead." Thus, as through Adam came death to the whole human family, so by the man Christ Jesus the resurrection blessing is made applicable to all. Verses 21 and 22. There is an orderliness to this process in that Christ, the first of the first fruits, was resurrected from the tomb nearly 2,000 years ago. The resurrection of the church to the divine nature following the second presence of Christ has been an inspiring theme to the consecrated throughout the gospel age. Believing the kingdom of righteousness is imminent, the hearts of the last members of this firstborn class rejoice in the prospect that if faithful, our sufferings will soon be over as we are united in glory with our Lord and the saints of past ages. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 13 through 18. We are assured that there is an afterfruits class as well. The gospel age overcomers are scripturally termed the church of the firstborn, and a kind of first fruits. Hebrews 12 verse 23, James 1 verse 18. First fruits imply later fruits. The firstborns constitute a seed class. Christ is the head or first of this firstborn company, but it will not be completed until the last member of his shall have been passed over from the earthly to the heavenly life and nature. Galatians 3 verse 16 and 27 through 29. Then will follow a great work during the millennial reign of Christ, which will result in restitution blessings and ultimate restoration to perfection of mankind at large who will live on earth forever after passing a final test of obedience. Acts 3 verse 20 through 25. Our key verse asserts that when the foregoing is accomplished, all will acknowledge the supremacy of the Heavenly Father for designing such a wonderful plan of salvation. We extol the magnificence of our Creator and reverently proclaim how worthy is His name to receive praise and adoration forever.